Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday. It's 4:30. That means it's Outdoors Outlook time, presented by our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. You can simply book your next hunting or fishing excursion by going to nanticokeoutfitters.com or follow the link at coastcountry.com. Every Friday, Captain David Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters joins us to give us a rundown of the hot spots if you are trying to get outdoors this weekend. I would imagine, Dave, though, a lot of folks are keeping an eye on the sky. It looks like it's going to be a little wet tomorrow.
Yeah, it definitely is. It looks like we've got this cold front that's pushing through. We're going to get some rain Saturday afternoon and Sunday. But here's the good news. With a front like that comes some good movement. And in Maryland, we've got sika deer going on, white-tailed deer going on, both archery. And we also have duck season starting on Saturday. So we're really thinking that we're going to have some good movement Saturday based on this front that's coming in. So we're excited for this rain, actually.
Like the sound of that. And anytime you can get excited to get outdoors and enjoy it, that's always a positive. I certainly, you know, if anybody's noticed as they've been driving around, you know, I saw at least two instances where a couple of deer were unfortunately involved in car crashes here in the last week or so. So there's definitely, as you mentioned, movement. But, you know, is it one of those things where with this time of year, is that, I guess that ties into why the hunting seasons are set up the way they are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, the rut is kicked off for sika deer, meaning the stags are on their feet a little more than normal during the day, and they're out chasing and looking for love. So it's a great time to be in the woods because, like I said, with the rut starting, they're a little more active. And just being out in the marsh or in the woods and hearing them bugle and hearing the communication that goes on amongst the sika deer herds is a great experience for many. So if you get a chance this weekend, that will be a great thing to do. The whitetails, their rut hasn't started, but we are starting to see more mature bucks starting to show up at first light and last light. So it won't be long, and they're going to be on their feet during the day. And like I said, Saturday, tomorrow, duck season starts. So in Maryland, duck season starts. The Delaware duck season doesn't start for another 2 weeks. But what you do have next week in Delaware is the youth duck hunt, which is a great thing to participate in for hunters 16 years and younger.
Is there like one set, because we've talked a lot since hunting season started, you know, I guess about 4 or 5 weeks ago, you know, there's so many variations to the length of time, especially from state to state and seasons change. Is there one central place that folks can go to try to keep track of all that?
Yeah, you know, the best thing to do is to go to the eregulations.com website, and then you can select the different states, right? So, for example, in Maryland, our duck season comes in this Saturday, and it'll run until next Saturday. But then when you look at Delaware comes in October 27th, and that'll be in for 1 week until November 4th. So it's interesting how Delaware and Maryland are waterfowl seasons, very seldom overlap. It seems like when one goes out, the other one comes in, which as a avid waterfowler, I've loved living here and taking advantage of both seasons.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, right? So if you want to book your hunting or fishing excursion today, don't forget nanticokeoutfitters.com is an easy place to do that. And I know, you know, you've been real busy with a lot of hunters in town, but fishing season is still in full swing. And I know a lot of folks are going to be looking to, you know, get some hooks in the water this weekend. And where are the hot spots for the folks that you've been following this week?
Yeah, I tell you, the fishing has been phenomenal this past week. The offshore bite, if you get a chance to go offshore, take advantage of it, because the offshore bite has been really, really good. A lot of my friends are doing well offshore right now. And I'll tell you, Back Bay in Ocean City and along the Indian River Inlet, the flounder fishing has really picked up. Now that the water clarity has gotten better, it's nice and cool, the flounder fishing has been very good. And that's only going to last for a few more weeks, because those larger flounder are going to be moving off into deeper waters, and we're going to have to wait until next spring to see them again. So this weekend would be a great time to get out there and take advantage of some of that.
For our friends that enjoy, you know, the art of crabbing and, of course, the art of picking and eating crabs, there comes a point where, you know, the bounty kind of goes away as far as the weather goes. Is there a certain period of time where you would tell folks, you know, you better get out and get your crabbing in before it's gone?
Yeah, and now's that time, right now, Gary, because we're getting close to the water temps being where the crabs will start to head for their winter home. But right now, the crabbing is still decent. I'll tell you, a lot of times when we get our hunters put away and they're out for the day and their blinds are in their stands, we tend to go crabbing sometimes. And just this week, twice, we did a little crabbing in the morning just from about 9 a.m. till noon and caught just under a bushel of crabs twice. So, you know, it's still an opportunity there for sure, but not much longer because they will be heading into the mud for the winter soon.
Love the sound of that. So before we wrap things up, let me ask you one more question, because this has kind of crossed my mind since we've been doing this Outdoors Outlook for the last few months. You know, if folks are listening to this report every week, or, you know, they have friends that are avid hunters or fishermen or et cetera, but, you know, maybe they've never just gotten involved in it, never taken the leap. You know, maybe their mom or dad weren't involved. If you had one piece of advice for somebody that is looking to get started when it comes to either hunting or trying to get into the fishing game, what's the first thing you would tell them to do?
Yeah, I tell you, and it sounds self-serving sometimes, but the best thing to do is to find yourself a guide or an outfitter that you can work with that will help you take you through the process and teach you. And we have a lot of clients just like that that come to us and say, you know what, I've done some shooting, I'm an avid shooter, but I've never hunted and I don't understand hunting. And so, you know, we take them out and they come along with us and we teach them. That way they can go out and start hunting on their own. And it's interesting. And we've got a couple of clients that I can think of off the top of my head on the Western Shore that have done that with us. And now they're going out and they're teaching their children how to hunt, which to me, that's a huge win. That way we keep going and we keep that family tradition alive for many other families.
Makes perfect sense, and you can easily do that. Just get to nanticokeoutfitters.com. You can check out the schedule. You can book a trip and an excursion and get more details on what Nanticoke Outfitters is all about. And it's interesting. I tell you a little inside joke here, too. And I think I might have told you this the first time we did the Outdoors Outlook. When I first heard the term outfitter, I thought, like, you helped fit clothing.
That's true. That is an outfitter, though. You're right. But, yeah, no, we do not sell clothing. We sell a lot of other things, but we do not sell clothing, Gary.
No, but fun and family tradition is what it's all about. So make sure you get to the website, nanticokeoutfitters.com, or you can head to our website at coastcountry.com and find a link. Well, Dave, good luck staying dry tomorrow, and I'll wish you a bountiful weekend, my friend.
Yes, I appreciate that, my friend. And listeners, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.